This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I'm just good. This is just because we're friends. I'm going to tell you, you need to change the outgoing message on your work phone. Hi, this is Mark Schneidman. This is the mortuary that you have dialed. We'll make your funeral arrangements.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Redlands Jeff, constructive criticism. You know, always remember to smile. I'm smiling right now. Can you tell? Sure. That was funny. Today's guest, Action Energy Solar Manager Kirk Mueller. What do you do if you want to install solar? What if you're buying a house with solar? What if you have an older solar system? Get an inspection. I'm going to talk to him about installing it on my house. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median prices weekly, year to date. I'll take a look at it in the first segment. But as always, first, what's pending? We have 84 pending listings for the week that ends when it wants, August 21st, 2026. 84 pending listings at a median price of $2,440,000. Year-to-date sales price, $2.2 million. We have 84 pendings at $2,440,000. Last year at this time, we only had 67 pending listings, median price of $2.5 million, so a little higher than $2,440,000. But we have quite a few more listings, and that reflects in the number of sales. I'm going to take a look at the number of sales per week, looking down, 18.24 sales per week. Last year at this time, just under 17 and a half. Year before that, just under 15. Year before that, just over 13 and a half. And then 2022 is equivalent to today, 18.7 sales per week. 2022 with the first 34 weeks of the year, and today 18.24 sales per week. So as a percentage, I did this. I don't normally do it. This year, year to date, we're 4.6% higher number of sales. Last year, it was 17% higher compared to the year before. 2024 was 9% higher than 2023. Again, year-to-date, number of sales, 34th week of the year. 2022, not a surprise, since 2021 was insane in the number of sales. 2022 was a 33% drop in the number of sales for the first 34 weeks of the year. And 2021, the unicorn year, was 38% higher than the year before. 2020 was 3.5% lower than 2019. 2019 was 2.3% higher than 2018. 2018, Thomas Fire debris flow, 8.2% lower than 2017. 2017 was 5.7% higher than 2016. And 2016 was 8.3% lower than 2015. So it's interesting. I didn't count the number of higher and lowers, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 higher years versus 5 lower years over that period of time. Time marches on. 2.2 million, as I mentioned, year-to-date median sales price. Last year, an insane 2.5 million. The first 6 months of 2025 was $2,650,000. It was just insane. There are a lot more properties in Montecito selling. And even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price was a little bit higher than it is this year. So the second 6 months of 2025, the median price dropped to $2,285,000, still higher than the first 6 months of 2026. Just over $2,212,000. And that $2,212,000 for the first 6 months of 2026 is pretty much what the median price was. Well, it's exactly what it was in 2022. But the years of 2022, 2023, and 2024, very level. And median price $2,212,000, $2,223,000, $2,222,000. So $2,200,000 2,200,000 in 2024. The bump up 2025 to 2.4 million. But basically, that was a little bit of an anomaly, a jump. But those 3 years, 2022, 23, 24, mirroring today, this year. So we're going to see what happens. Something that I've done maybe a couple of times a year, haven't done it for a while, is the days on market. As a matter of fact, last week and this week, for the sole listings for the 1 week, the median days on market was 29 days on market. Yet the year-to-date days on market is 17. Last year it was 16.5, year before that 12, year before that 11. So you say, oh, is it going up? Well, it's still very low. And you start thinking, but for some reason, the sales last week, it was a 29 was the median days on market. And the week before it was also high. It was kind of funny. I don't know what that means, but we'll see if that overall median days on market changes in the ensuing weeks. So, but periodically you'll hear me give you a sale that is for statistical purposes only. And that means that for one reason or another, someone just sells a property and reports it to MLS. So there's no days on market. It's one day on market. So I've done this a couple of times a year. I go, well, what if you search and you put that the minimum requirement is 2 days on market? So then you're just looking at the realistic days on market. You know, I should really talk to MLS. They should consider or could consider doing this because it's more accurate. So, for example, year to date for the first 34 weeks for the week ending August 21st, 17 days on market. But if you take out the ones that sold in 1 day, it's 22 days on market. Now it's higher. It's not double. It's not, but it's higher. Last year, 16.5 days on market. Removing the others, it's 23 days on market. So very similar to today. In 2024, it was 12 days on market, but you take away those 1 day on market, and it's 15 days on market. A little higher, but not a lot higher than 12. And finally, in 2023, 11 days on market. You take away the 1 day on market, it's 14 days on market. So the last 2 years, a little bit higher, removing those, but not extraordinary, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And overall, the median price, if you take away those, it's slightly lower generally. So meaning that the statistical purposes sales are a little higher. Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest, Action Energy Solar Manager Kirk Mueller, talk about solar, or if you have solar, or you're buying a house with solar, what do you do? Stay tuned. You'll be right back.